TalkPaymentRadio.com.
We give you a reason to come.
The world's greatest radio.
We give you a reason to stay.
Radio the way it should be heard.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guests and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, 3MR Production, its ownership, management, or staff.
We've got the power.
Welcome to Dave's Kitchen, where cooking is fun with the family. From our kitchen to your table. Now you're cooking with Dave on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. You're in touch with Chef Dave, and this is Cook with Dave Hill, and this is Radio Way It Should Be Heard.
Cooking news and entertainment. Here's Dave.
Yeah, before we start again, good morning, Dan. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
Hi, Kathy.
Good morning.
How's everybody doing?
Pretty good.
It's not morning.
You? Well, you know.
It could be afternoon. It could maybe be
hey, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. It's cocktail hour.
Don't be talking about morning. Holy moly.
Anyway, we got a lot of news covered today. Of course,
what kind of news do we got today?
Well, chicken is always over back in the news.
Chicken.
Anyway, you remember this about 14 years ago, Men's Health Magazine was the first to tell the world about a college kid who dropped 245 pounds.
Jared. That must be Jared.
Yeah, this is Subway
Jared
guy.
Jared the Subway dude.
Eating nothing but sandwiches from Subway.
I love Subway.
Yeah, but this is something. His name was Jared. There you go.
Jared.
And his diet was bizarre. But Subway Market Department ate it up. Today,
there is
no shortage to equal strange meal plans. But the trick now is it was then. To be, what was that?
Gleam? Are you having a rough day?
Yeah, I can't. My glasses
this morning,
here, I can't.
Today or what?
Yeah,
it's like, hey,
my bifocals, my eyes.
No,
are...
I think your tongue is in front of your eye tooth, and you can't.
Yeah,
see.
Here we go. Today there's no shortage of strange meal plans, but the trick is now, as it was then, is to glean their secrets to leanness, says Alan. What's the last
Aragon.
Name?
Aragon.
MS.
He's
a man's
MS.
Health. Yeah, MS. A man's MS. Health loss advisor.
I don't know what an MS is, but whatever it is, that's what he is.
Master scientist. I don't know. Some of the strangest diets are based on foods people like to eat, so they're easier to sustain. So beer and sauces only? Yeah, give me a good old beer and some sauces, right?
Yeah,
that's on the table.
I don't like either one of those.
We talked on top of nutrients.
That's a diet if I call one.
Yeah. To find out what certain diets are just weird and stupid enough to actually work.
Well, guess what? We got a weird one here. And I don't know if it's weird because, you know, some people might like this. It is... What most folks have known Memphis for, it's barbecue, and Philly for its cheesesteaks. But now, what about Nashville and its hot chicken?
Chicken. That's right.
If you're not sure and you've never tried this fried chicken so fiery, it'll leave your mouth with receipts passed down through generations. Nashville's hot chicken restaurants and flavor to the city's identity. And in shock, it's a flavor you don't soon forget. Born as cheap, flavorful fare for Nashville's working class community, and offered late night for the bar goers and party goers, hot chicken has been a staple in the town. But its reputation has grown in recent years. Taylor Swift, and we all know who that is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Miss Pop Queen USA.
Yeah.
And B.O.B. even featured one of the city's best known hot chicken shops in a video they did together.
Oh, wow.
So,
at the heart of this is the fried chicken.
Of course.
It gets finished with a very potent and nearly always secret blend of dried peppery seasonings, like paprika, cayenne pepper, and they're very common on this. So that's the beginning of this, the start of this. But that oversimplified things. I don't know, since James McNew, hot chicken fan and a bassist from a New Jersey indie rock band, Yola Tango. Says the recipe.
You ever heard of them? Yola Tango?
Yeah, I heard a couple of them.
Not bad
at all.
Okay.
There's some kind of combination of love and hate is what he calls it. I'm not sure of the measurements.
It's hot.
Oh, yeah, it's very hot.
Of
the
hot.
Measurements, whether it's half and half or not. But one thing we know, it's hot. Mac New and husband and wife bandmates Ira Kaplan and Georgia Hubley have been coming to Nashville.
I thought you knew who they were.
Head of the band.
You don't. Okay.
Head of the band, but that's it. Have coming to Nashville for almost 2 decades for the music and for the chicken.
Of course.
Of course, the chicken.
Of course. But many of Nashville's hot chicken restaurants are family run. Like Prince's, the chicken recipe of Bolton Spicy Chicken and Fish has been handed down from one generation to the next. Dolly Ingram Matthews, who owns Bolton's with her husband, Bolton Matthews thinks there's a reason it becomes a Nashville tradition.
I don't know what the reason could be here. Probably because it's nowhere else, and you have to have the experience with it. Know what you're doing, she says. Well, when I was reading this on this, they give out a little card as you enter the restaurant, and the thing is that if you never ate this hot particular chicken, you have some waiver that, hey, if it burns you and you get sick, you cannot come back and sue me. Yeah,
I'm not eating that chicken, and forget it. That will not be chicken for me.
Well, you could be hurting for days with your stomach
that's it.
Or the other way.
Burn you out. It's not something you can't say. I'm going to open up a restaurant and Yeah, well, we all know that. You have the experience with the pepper to make it sure it comes out, because it's not going to have a lot of errors with your cooking. Well, I don't know. You can. This is something I don't.
I don't know.
The same is true for the customers. Here he goes. Order occurs all the time. The best is to start low. Hot is over the limit in most people. Even Matthew says, and mild
Ingram
is hot.
Ingram Matthews.
Yeah,
who's
Ingram
that?
Matthews. So that's the guy, one of the owners.
Oh,
and
okay.
Mild is hotter than what most chain restaurants consider spicy.
Holy moly. Right. See, that would be way over
they
the top
said,
for
they
me.
They said their very mild sauce is compared to some other restaurants' hot and spice sauce.
Yep.
So figure that one
Holy
out, Dan.
Imagine that.
Yeah. Among other orders, extra hot is asked if there are first timers. Here we go. And politely instruct to start at a lower temperature if so.
Of course, there's a little danger involved with this one. You know, if you don't take the encounter with a fiery pepper seriously.
Yeah, you could really hurt yourself.
Oh, yes, it can cause a lot of damage to your stomach, your esophagus, everything. Yeah. With the dry rub, wash your fingers, she said.
Yeah. Yeah. Imagine that.
Don't touch your eyes, really.
Imagine wiping your hand down that day.
Wash under your nail bed. Yeah, do not touch your eyes. And definitely wash your hands before you use the bathroom. Definitely, you will be hurting. They say that, Ingram Matthews has plenty of advice, but do not bother asking her for the family recipe because she won't give it to you.
Of course not.
They say that what the secret is of the recipe, they say, is love, joy, peace, and happiness.
As you burn the crap out of your stomach. I hope you're very happy and loving and joyful about that. Yeah.
Well, you got to be loving peace on the way out when you're in so much pain.
Oh, yeah.
This
is...
This could be like one up there with one of those unsafe food supplies that's killing us, you ask me, right?
But you know what? The funny thing is that people can talk about healthy eating all the one, and people can say, diet, but you know what? Chicken, fried chicken, spicy foods, they're up. The sales are up.
Yeah, that's right.
No matter, everywhere they're popping up.
Well, legislations have been drafted given the FDA authority to help prevent foodborne illness and death. Yeah, this is something. As much of a food supply remains unsafe, with at least 310,000 Americans, going to early graves from diet-related conditions.
Holy moly, that's a
lot
of people.
That's a lot of people.
Just because you don't eat right.
And from the Federal Food and Drug Administration, does not have the clout or will to help to change it.
The 2010 Food Safety Modernization Act. Quit it. Trying to take my rolls. Stop up there, dude. For which rules finally were drafted last week. Is inarguably a victory for those of us who want to eat our spinach salads and cheeseburgers without the worry of ingesting deadly foodborne bacteria. This long overdue legislation finally gives the Food and Drug Administration, which oversees about 80% of our food authority, to help prevent and outbreaks instead of just reacting to them. Yet, if the goal is a safe food supply, this law barely scratches the surface.
Well, we have some news here today. We have state news and
views. What do we got? We're
talking sports. We're going to be talking sports today.
Sports.
Talking sports is high octane. No whole barrier sports.
Yeah.
Talk with host Bobby Williams and special guest commentators. Talking sports aggressively tackles issues surrounding the Ohio State University, as well as dealing with mega billion-dollar sports industry in America. Broadcast live Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Holy moly.
What's cooking, Dave?
Well, what's cooking today? I love my soups, you know. It's getting
soup.
It's that time of year. Spring is almost around the corner here. But anyway, I love soup. Soup's good all year round for me. Today we're going to have a split pea and zucchini soup.
Of all soups you have to have split pea soup.
I love split peas.
I hate peas.
But I love split peas.
Split peas pretty good, though.
I love split peas.
Somebody out there likes peas. Not me.
Well, here today, here you go, kid. You can cut this onion. First, what we need to get started here, we have one cup of yellow split peas. Yeah, this green split peas.
You want me to cut them?
Yeah, Dan, cut
them. No, I'm cutting them.
You
deal with the peas. I don't want to touch the peas.
Well, Dan already had these soaked over here. It's good to soak these 24
hours. Do you want these little or big, or how do you want these things?
They're fine right there. Just what you're doing right there is just great. Anyway, Dan has a, we have the yellow split peas.
So you want them in slices then?
Small dice you're doing is fine. This is small dice. Watch your fingers down. Tuck your fingers in. You want to know
what?
There you go.
There you go.
Hey, you want no nails? Watch your fingers.
Hey.
You know, those pretty nails you got done over the East Holiday.
Like them?
Yeah, we
want to
know what you're saying.
Pink and sparkly.
Pink and sparkly.
Yep.
Anyway, there's a lot of different split peas out there. Green is the most common. But here today,
of course,
we have some yellow split peas.
I never heard of yellow peas.
Well, you find them mainly in a lot of European markets.
So where'd you find them? Did you go to England or something?
In a European market. In that market where.
In what European market?
The one you took me to at 161. What's the name of that place?
I don't know. Whole Foods?
Italian deli there across from you.
Garfanzo's. Yeah.
There you go.
Whatever it is.
They had them I was just going through. I was getting some capicola in it, and there was a bag. Yellow. Yeah. Anyway, Kathy has one medium chopped fine, and we have my favorite, 3 tablespoons of olive oil.
Of course.
Yeah, your skin's nice and fine with that oil. Dan cut us up 2 mini zucchini. He finally chopped these.
I like zucchini. Can we just make it zucchini soup? Without the peas? No,
we got the peas in there.
Okay.
He's already got these peas soaked.
Just was checking.
It's good to soak these peas for 24 hours.
Dan. Otherwise, they'll take a long time.
24. Won't they get mushy?
Well, they cook faster. And you want to loosen them up a little bit.
Oh, so these obviously aren't like frozen peas, are they?
No. Split these. These are split peas.
So they got to go buy these. These are dry peas.
Yes.
These are dry peas.
Oh, okay. So you have to be very specific with people, okay? I would have went to the grocery store and said, hey, where's your yellow frozen peas? they would have said, I don't think you know what you're talking about.
I don't think they have that. They only come fresh, the yellow ones.
Yeah, the yellow ones. Well, this is in a bag. I see. He's already dehydrated. It was in the confines of food.
Dehydrated.
Bunch of stuff
there. Even better.
Okay.
Yeah, and we have here, you finally chopped down.
I know.
You got two
finishing up the onions here.
Then we
take them away.
We have 3.5 cups of chicken stock.
Okay.
Then we have 1/2 teaspoon of ground turmeric.
What is that?
It's a spice.
Turmeric.
Turmeric. It's a spice. It's
turmeric.
Turmeric.
How you spell that?
How can I? T-U-R-M-E-R-I-C. I can't remember
turmeric.
What family. Where's that
Never
come
heard
from,
of that.
Dan? It's a spice. It's a European spice.
Yep.
They use a lot of the rubs.
So we're going European today, huh?
Well, pretty much. They use a lot of the rubs. They use a lot of the soups.
Color your stuff. So you have to use cautious. And I really, really watch how much you use.
I need to change my outfit, then, if we're going European.
It turns yellow.
Oh.
It's like using kitchen bouquet or turn things brown. It's just an enhancer. It's not something
kitchen
you wanna,
bouquet?
bouquet. Yeah, it's,
what's
it's,
that?
It's some use for gravies.
Holy moly, you guys are coming up with words I never heard of before.
And again, you got to use this in very, very low moderation because you put too much in, it ruins the flavor of your soup. It's only designed, especially gravies, to give you, like your brown gravy, a little darkness of a color of a brown gravy. And especially if you cook like a beef stew and pepper steak, just a little bit goes a long way, especially with the spice. Just a little bit goes a long way.
Turmeric sometimes is also used as a replacement for curry.
Yeah, curry.
In color, when you need to use the color,
curry
color
hot.
Effect.
Right.
It's not as spicy as hot as curry, but it'll give you that color. If you combine it properly, it will give you a real nice color. Otherwise, you'll be a very bright neon yellow chicken.
My nails are.
Your nails.
Oh, like
yeah,
my
when
other ones.
You walk down the street, you should be highlighted.
The yellow okay. ones I had, yeah.
Now, okay. Well, and fresh salt and fresh cracked pepper to taste. And with this, a crusty bread is always served. This is a soup.
So you're going to get some kind of biscuit bread.
Well, basically, on a Mediterranean side. Based on the Mediterranean side, this is a great soup for a lot of your Spanish people and again, for your Greek people. This is one of the favorites, especially at that spice and soup, okay?
Okay,
so Dan has the split peas. He already colored them in cold water. He let them soak. He let them soak overnight, okay?
He
drained them. Yeah, he did.
You over here last night, Dan.
We brought him with them, okay?
Yep.
Well,
he brought him with him.
Besides, I'm short enough that I can fit under the table. Sometimes people won't even see me.
There you go.
Yes, I'm that short.
Hey.
Well, he drained and rinsed them in plenty of cold
water. I don't
want
to know what you're doing under the table, Dan.
Well, it's very important here.
This is very important.
That you drain and rinse these beans in cold water. Rinse them again, because a lot of times these beans got a lot of sand to them, and there's little elements from the outside grow area. We want to rinse them off.
Little elements from
the outside? We always talk about foodborne illness from lettuce, any type of soil. So it's very important. We rinse these beans off in cold water and rinse them off thoroughly. Okay, we don't want any of these diseases. You never know what goes on these days. So again, food safety is number one when you've any type of food preparing. You know?
Okay,
wash your hands. Do not cross contaminate, and make sure food is nice and healthy and rich. Okay, especially vitamins.
Okay, Chef Dave.
Well, okay, you want to cook these onions in olive oil. You want to stand. Already started the olive oil in the pan right here. He's got a medium saucepan, about 4-quart boil over there.
I love the way it sounds when you put onions in olive oil.
It's in a nice sizzling.
Yep.
He covered a pan. He shake him occasionally until softened. Reserve a handful of diced zucchini and for the rest of the pan later on. Okay, you want to cook and serve for about two to 3 minutes on these onions.
Onions and the zucchini?
Yeah. Now you're going to add the chicken stock and turmeric. Now, again, when you add this turmeric with the chicken stock and it's hot on, you add your stock first. Now, you whisk. I like to use my wire whisk to whisk in the turmeric to the pan and bring it back to boil. Okay. Once it's back to boil, you want to reduce heat. Then you want to let it simmer for 30 to 40 minutes. Or until
30
the peas,
to 40 minutes.
Yeah, with the glove on very low simmer, 30-40 minutes until the peas are very tender. Okay, it says season well. I always say season well. Sometimes these peas really have no flavor to them, so a little salt, a little pepper will bring that flavor out of turmeric and bring that flavor to chicken stock. Because I use a very bland chicken stock. I don't highly season my stock because the stock is just there to bring the consistency of whatever you're using. Then a flavor will bring it up the flavor when you season it, okay?
Okay.
Now we're ready. Now you let that simmer and then you're going to add the reserved diced zucchini and let it simmer for 10 minutes. That diced zucchini you want to add for the last 10 minutes of cooking because we don't want it very soft. We want to soften up anyway, okay? Now I'm going to fix a dish that I love. I saw this dish being cooked open heart truckos in Barcelona, Spain. When I was in the Navy, I seen this
Barcelona.
Dish.
Barcelona. I want to go to Barcelona, Spain.
I seen Barcelona.
Let's take a trip.
Yeah.
Want to go?
That's a nice place
Come
to
on.
Go.
Well, I seen this while
I
was in
we
the
could
Navy,
go now.
And they cooked in Barcelona, Spain. They cooked everything was outside. They had these big rotisseries of chickens, and outside you see some.
So
kind of
when we come back, we will learn more about your Barcelona, Spain cooking outside thing, whatever it is you're cooking. But right now, we are listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio and the home of Brother K, Educating to Liberate on Conversate in the AM. And stay right here, Moroccan Roasted Chicken with Oven Roasted Rosemary Potatoes up next on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
TalkTainmentRadio.com is now more listener-friendly. We've categorized the programs that air on TalkTainment Radio.
Wednesday. News, politics, and sports.
Rebranding America.
The Resilience Project.
Justice Matters.
Go to TalkTainmentRadio.com and click on programs for times and podcasts. Click Listen Live for current programs being aired. We are the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard.
Business owners and managers, be among the first to experience the latest in cutting-edge technology from Microsoft, HP, and others during the Microsoft Across America mobile event experience. Learn how the newest technology tools can help your business grow. Don't miss this fun and free event.
Blue is my favorite color. What's yours?
What's yours?
Red is my favorite color. What's yours?
What's yours?
Well, yeller's sweller for this little feller.
And me, I'm keen on green.
So what's your favorite color? Tell us, please.
Kids will spend 20 minutes listening to songs like
what's
this.
What's your favorite color? Tell us, please. What's your favorite color? What's your favorite color? What's your favorite color? What's your favorite?
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes twice a day. They have the time. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
You must be your fairy godmother.
In the classic fairy tale, Cinderella's dream comes true because the glass slipper fits.
It fits.
In our world, the right fit can be just as important.
Good heavens, child. You can't go in there.
Especially when it comes to car seats. Always choose a car seat that's the right fit for your child's age and size.
Oh, that does make a difference.
To make sure your little pumpkin gets there safely every time.
Hop in, dear.
Thank you.
Remember, you're responsible for protecting your children. Their happily ever afters are in your hands. For even more information about choosing the right car seat, visit safercar.gov/the right seat. This message has been brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. At 7 a.m., I shower. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. At 7 a.m., I shower. I start laundry at 8. At 10, we go for a walk. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m.
For those dealing with the daily struggles of caring for a loved one, we hear you. That's why AARP created a community with experts and other caregivers for advice, tips, and support. Together, let's help each other better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network.
And TalkTainmentRadio.com.
We've got the power.
You're cooking with Dave, from our kitchen to your table.
You listen to TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. And I'm Kathy on the Cooking with Chef Dave show. Back with some Moroccan chicken and roasted potatoes.
Well, Dan has it over here is he's gonna tighten this soup up a little bit. He's gonna add a little cornstarch flour. He made a little roux.
The soup. I thought we were talking about Moroccan chicken.
Well, we're gonna get back to chicken, but right now the soup's on the stove.
Holy moly!
He's gonna tighten the soup up a little bit because that's what he's been working on over there, Kathy. He's gonna tighten the soup. He's gonna thicken up a little bit. Just get
is
a
he gonna
bit.
Tie a bow around it or
yeah,
something to tighten
yeah,
it up?
Yeah, he's gonna tie a shoelace.
Yeah, got a little twine here.
Now we'll get back to this Moroccan roasted chicken.
Moroccan.
Okay, again, I see this cooked. Of course, we can't bring in a charcoal grill. We already, this chicken already cooked. And what we're doing is good, just going to heat it up right here. This chicken already cooked yesterday, on the grill. Yeah, that's what I was doing last night when I was cooking. Yeah. Yeah, we're all right. Well, anyway, first we're going to need a 4-pound chicken. We're going to clean and cut up, okay? Then with that, we have 2 shallots. 2 cloves
of garlic. What's a shallot?
Dan, what's shallot? Just explain to Catherine what shallot is.
It's like an onion. It's like an onion, smaller.
Oh.
A little more flavor, for a little stronger flavor than a white onion.
So when you go to buy them, they'll say shallots?
Shallots.
There you go. They come in a bag.
Okay. They come in a bag?
You give it a bag, about a 2-pound, 1-pound bag, whatever. Anyway, 2 cloves of garlic, 1 fresh
just
parsley sprig.
I was wondering,
sprig.
You know.
Then he has a half a sprig of cilantro cut up. Okay, then
cilantro.
Cilantro. Salt to your own flavor. Okay, I have a 1 tablespoon of salt and one and a half teaspoon of paprika. Then we have 1/8 a teaspoon of cayenne pepper. Okay.
Joke.
Then you're going to put all these spices together. Then we put them in the ground cumin.
Give me that pan so
right
I can.
Right here. Then Wesley, you're going to place the shallots, the garlic, the herbs, and the food processor with salt. Okay. Then you're going to add.
If you don't have a food processor, I know I ask this all the time.
Well, here, you blend it right here. You can blend it right here.
Thank you.
Then within that, you want to add your shallots and garlic. And you'll make
in here?
Yes. You'll make a smooth paste out of all these spices. And the garlic and shallots and the olive oil.
Can you glue stuff together with this paste?
Yeah. Then what Dan did, over here already for us,
he
rubbed this paste into the skin and over the chicken. Then we let it stand for a couple hours.
Holy moly, I thought you were talking about on his body or something. Into the skin.
Now be careful.
Like, what are you doing over there, Dan?
Getting a tan.
Getting a tan. This is where he wears these gloves here, because all this spice here, you don't want to rub your fingers on your face or your eyes, whatever. So he wore these kitchen gloves here as he rubbed his chicken down, because all these spices, especially. Because
chicken is yuck.
Well,
okay.
But then he's going to place the chicken in the roasting pan. Then he squeezed fresh lemon over the chicken. He used about 2 whole lemons. He squeezed fresh lemon over the chicken. He wrapped it up. He put it in the oven at 350 degrees with foil on. Then for the last 15 minutes of cooking, he took the foil off. Okay. Then he let the chicken stand for about 5 to 10 minutes. Then he garnished it with fresh chopped leaf parsley and cilantro. He topped it. Once he squeezed lemon juice on it, he chopped it with fresh parsley and cilantro. He let that chicken sit, okay? Now he already started here. He has 2 pounds of red skin potatoes that he washed. He diced them up. He tossed these red skin potatoes with 1/4 cup of olive oil. There's your favorite there, Kathy.
My olive oil. Again.
Then 1/2 cup chopped parsley. Okay, I'm 1/4 cup. A fresh chopper, just 1 package, just a couple of sprigs of rosemary. I'm sorry, he added rosemary and parsley. Then 1 tablespoon of sea salt. Okay, sea salt is a little bit bigger than regular
sea salt. You eat it.
Sea salt. Then 2 tablespoons of fresh black pepper.
What do I do with this right here?
You want to give that to Dan?
Oh, here, Dan.
I'll take this. Thank you very much.
Then he put it on a sheet pan, put it in the oven, let it cook. Okay, let it cook in the chicken. Potatoes will take about a good hour and 15 minutes to get nice and crusty. And same with the chicken. A lot of times we're in time restraints, so Dan already cooked these
potatoes.
And I cooked this wonderful chicken. Well, it's time restraint. We don't have the extra 3 hours we do here.
We're going to make it pretty.
But to bring this dish. Oh, they bring the dishes and the smells and the flavors. Yeah, Dan did an excellent job on that.
So how's this stuff for diabetic people? What do you think? Is it good for diabetics?
It's actually not bad at all. The only thing, just watch on the potatoes. Just keep an eye on how many potatoes you're going to eat.
Right, because the sugar.
Starch, turns into sugar. But other than that.
Yeah, because if you have diabetes, you have to keep your blood sugar under control.
Under control.
So take charge of what you eat.
Yes.
Get regular exercise. Test your blood sugar and take your medication.
Yes.
Control your diabetes for life. Call the American Diabetics Association. I'm sorry, Diabetes Association. Diabetics, diabetes, whatever. At 614-436-1917 to learn more. Sponsored by the National Diabetes Education Program. A joint program of the National Institutes of Health and the Centers for the Disease for Control Prevention.
Well, you know, Chef Dan's a diabetic, and he could share some.
I know.
He
that's
could
why
share
I
some
ask.
Insight oh, yes. on this. He's always checking. I remember when we worked together, he's always was checking his sugar level. He pointed his fingers. He's got his little tools with them and so forth. But it's very important that we pay attention to this. It's a killer. It kills more people every year, especially overweight, obesity people. Again, you got to stay away. Dan Cortez says, you eat healthy, you eat right, you overextend your life. I remember, Kathy, you don't remember Uncle Louie that lived up north.
Don't know who Uncle Louie is.
Well, it's my dad's sister, Margaret, her husband, and he never took care of himself. This guy was 42 years old. He lost his legs.
Oh, yeah. I've seen
and
people.
He was confined to wheelchair.
Don?
I've seen people a lot younger than that it happens to them because of that, because they just don't pay attention.
Well, we had a friend down in Alabama, Don. He was diabetic. He used to work for us, and again, he didn't take care of himself.
And then, like Kathy just mentioned, testing it's crucial. Yep, if you don't check your sugar, at least 3 times a day, so you know before you eat how much you need to eat, so you don't bring your sugar levels out of control. Then you have a problem.
Okay, now with our meal, it's good to have. I like to have hearty biscuit bread, especially with the split
pea. I like biscuit bread. Yeah, but I like that other kind of bread, too.
Especially with this chicken. So Dan already made up some delicious butter spread we have here. For butter spread, we had a half pound of sweet butter at room temperature. He added 2 tablespoons of buttermilk. He used a fork. That's on his pan over here. He whipped it together with that. He added 1 tablespoon of rosemary. 1 teaspoon
and Priscilla.
Rosemary and
Priscilla go together.
We add the rosemary.
Okay.
He had the oregano. He had the basil. He had a little bit. He had a little bit of salt. I say a little bit.
Salt.
He had about a half a teaspoon. Just a little bit. Just a little bit of salt to it. Then he got a half a bunch of Italian flat leaf parsley, chopped very fine. Then you're going to mix this together. Okay.
Okie dokie.
Then if you're not going to use it right away, put it in the refrigerator, let it sit. But I always recommend take it out about a half an hour to an hour before you're ready to use it. Unless it's going to get the room temperature.
Or you don't have to use it at all, like me.
Well, like you,
then
whip
it up.
You just
have bread and put it in the soup and eat it plain.
What we have here, Spanish asparagus and orange salad. This is very
healthy. I like this salad. I like asparagus, too.
I love asparagus.
It's very healthy. First we have here is 8 ounces of asparagus. Kathy, you already trimmed and cut these.
I already trimmed them up
Cut them too. See, asparagus, that's why I cheat. I like the tops of asparagus. I don't like the bottoms.
That's all you ever eat. Same with broccoli. You only eat the top.
The tops is where the flavor is, with everything. Yeah.
So he's obviously a breast man and not a leg man.
Well, I keep the bottoms. I keep the bottoms of asparagus.
No one got that, did they? Right over y'all's head.
Well,
okay, fine.
I'm a big-breasted chicken. So what we got? So right here, when I use the bottom of the asparagus, I save these.
Okay, Dave.
I save these bottom of the asparagus. What I do get later on, I keep them in the freezer. When I want to make a good soup. Vegetable soup, I usually take the asparagus. I throw them in a food processor, a little garlic, a little shallot, a little olive oil. I make a little cream base. I add it to the soup. It gives a little texture. It's another step of profile, and I don't like to waste anything.
With that flavor, that asparagus, that kind of a citrusy flavor that asparagus has,
a little rooty, but again,
So we got all this asparagus crap going on
now
here.
Right here.
What else?
We have 2 large oranges, 2 ripe tomatoes cut in 1/8. Then we have 4 ounces of baby bib lettuce, or you can use, I like the baby bib lettuce. It's very delicate.
Baby bib lettuce.
Yes, very delicate. Small, very delicate.
As opposed to the grown-up bib lettuce.
Or the romaine. Or the romaine lettuce. It's the baby bib has a little flavor, and it's very delicate, okay? Then 4 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil.
Of course.
1/2 teaspoon of sherry vinegar, salt and pepper to taste, okay? First, we're going to blanch the asparagus.
What does that mean?
Dan has a pot over here.
We're going to blanch it.
You're talking to people who are not chefs, okay? Well, so we don't know what blanch means.
In the boiling water, he's going to
drop. Well, maybe they do, but I don't.
Again, boiling water, he dropped the asparagus about 3 minutes. He took them out and run them on the cold water. They're nice and blanched. They're not cooked. You see the extra green color. When you blanch like that, it brings out the vibrant green color of the asparagus. That's what it looks like.
And also, you don't destroy all the nutrients that the product has. You still keep them crunchy and everything.
He's going to grate zest from the oranges, 1/2 side of the oranges. Peel it off. Okay. Then he's going to cut the oranges in segments. He's going to make sure where it takes a white membrane and seeds out of the orange.
That's that white peely, yucky, stringy stuff, thing. In case you don't know.
It's very pungent.
Okay.
Then he's going to squeeze all the juice from the orange and put aside. Now he's going to put the asparagus.
Here, I'll do the juices.
Okay, here you go.
Give me the bowl.
Right here, Dan.
Oh, thanks, Dan.
Then the orange segments.
I got to do something.
He's going to arrange baby. Well, what Dan did over here, he arranged a baby bit of lettuce on the plate right here in a nice little circle segment.
That looks pretty,
then
Dan.
He put the orange segments around in a nice little formation. And with that, he's got orange and tomatoes. Okay
here. Here's
then,
this.
Then right here, he combined the oil and a vinegar and 1 teaspoon of orange juice, to it. Then 1 teaspoon of orange juice plus 1 zest and a little salt and pepper.
Oh, this is the dressing?
Yeah, this is
the
dressing.
Yeah.
I like to use sea salt, and regular salt with the sea salt.
Like I said, sea salt, chewing it.
Yeah, sea salt with that. It's a bigger, but again with that, it won't dissolve as fast, but as you eat this, you add the flavor of salt.
So much more flavor.
As you crunch into
it, you have a piece of that salt, you eat that salt and pepper. And just before you're serving, you want to stir that dressing up very well, mix up very well with your wire whisk. Then you want to pour it over the salad and mince, and you want to mix the salad up gently.
Okey-dokey.
But I like to just pour it over that orange. It looks good. It's a very delicious.
It's a very, very light salad, and it's very good.
Well, with the orange zest and the fresh.
So to top off that light salad, what are we going to have rich for dessert?
Well, ricotta pudding. Now we went to dessert. Now you went to taste.
Ricotta is cheese. How can that be dessert?
Ooh, you can sweeten that. You can get a real nice flavor.
For your Italians, ricotta cheese is one of your basic cheese they use. And a lot of cannolis, your tiramisus, and a lot of cream cakes, a lot of puffy pastries. And the French use them.
I like it in the cannolis. I don't like tiramisu.
Oh, I love tiramisu.
Yeah,
oh.
Him too. He likes it. You like it too? Nummy.
Now it's good with it like we did the last time. You have to have a nice, rich espresso that you dip your lady
otherwise,
in.
Otherwise, it tastes like nothing. It's got to be well-made. Otherwise,
this little whisk thing is pretty cool to play with, you know.
Well, yes, Chef Dan, about tiramisu. Now you're talking about a whisk.
I know.
I guess you have to keep my focus going here, guys.
Okay.
Train of thought over it.
Finally, the toy.
Yeah, like a toy.
Well, I found a new toy.
What we're gonna have here ricotta pudding.
Okay.
We have Dan. What he has right here is 1 cup of ricotta cheese, and then we have 1/3 cup of candy fruits.
Any kind of fruit. Any kind of candy fruit?
Candy fruits.
Yeah. But don't they come like you can get like candied peaches or candied whatever?
Now, basically, it's candy fruit, it's hard to find an off section of Christmas time. A lot of times you find candy fruit, people will add this fruit to the fruit cake. Okay.
Yeah.
So a lot of times, if you go to a nice Italian,
that kind of candy fruit.
If you go to a nice Mediterranean market, you can find all these spices. Like when you go to a Latino market.
Unfortunately, here this time of the year, you won't find it. You can only find it during the holiday times.
Yeah. Okay. So right here he has four tablespoons of sweet Marsala. Okay. Right here he has 1 cup of heavy cream, 1/4 cup of sugar. Then he has finely grated zest of 1 orange, 2 cups of fresh raspberries. He has strips of thinly paired orange zest to decorate. Okay,
to put on top.
Yes.
Okay. Then what he did right here, he pressed ricotta through his sleeve into a bowl to remove any lumps. Then he finally chopped the candy fruits. Then he stirred these candy fruits into ricotta. Then he added the half Marcel to the spice. What he's doing, he's going to make a cream out of this. Okay.
Okay.
Then he's going to put the cream, sugar, and orange zest into another bowl. Okay.
Okay, I got this other
bowl
right here.
And another bowl is going to whip the cream.
That's
to
my
stand,
job.
To a soft piece, okay? So it takes a little finesse. Or you can do this into a nice. If you do this in a mixer.
There's a finesse way I'm supposed to be doing this.
If you do this in a mixer, make sure your bowl is cold from the freezer. Because you pour
this
cream.
Oh, it looks like beer.
All right. If you pour this cream into a warm bowl, it's going to break and it's never going to come up to peak. So make sure that you use a nice cool bowl from the freezer, okay?
And all right, let's get all this stuff together so we can eat.
Okay, once the cream is standing to salt peaks, you want to fold the whipped cream into a ricotta mixer. You want to spoon up this glasses.
Okay,
you want to top with fresh raspberries. You want to serve it to a spreading time. You want to spread the rest of the Marsala wine.
All right, we'll come back and get bowl. this together when we get back. Great. Okay, right now you're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com. That's our address worldwide and locally. We're here 24/7 around the world. Radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. Fresh tuna and tomato stew up next on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
TalkTainmentRadio.com is now more listener friendly. We've categorized the programs that air on TalkTainment Radio.
Thursday, techno, money, law, and fun.
Dave Sherman Show. Three voices. Information Highway.
Money.
Food. Rap.
Go to TalkTainmentRadio.com and click on programs for times and podcasts. Click listen live for current programs being aired. We are the world's greatest radio. Radio the way it should be heard.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. Food for thought.
In 2004, the National Center for Urban Solutions founded the African American Male Wellness Walk Initiative in response to a healthcare crisis in the black community. African American males were and still are dying from preventable illnesses at earlier ages and at higher rates than any other ethnic group. Planning is underway for the 9th annual African American Male Wellness Walk. This is one of several health and wellness events scheduled throughout 2013. Conversations will be held to understand the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, and the third annual golf tournament is planned. For more information about these events and the African American Male Wellness Walk and Initiative, continue to listen to TalkTainmentRadio.com or call 614-754-7511.
That's another Food for Thought. To hear additional Food for Thought, stay tuned to TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
Hey, can I tell you something?
Sure, what is it?
I want to tell you about someone being cyberbullied.
What is cyberbullied?
Cyberbullied is when someone is being bullied over the internet and this person can't take it and is thinking about suicide.
Have you told someone?
No, I haven't told anyone but you. It's not my business, is it?
Yes, it is. Tibbet says it's okay to tell the proper authorities. You must tell.
You're right. It is okay to tell, and I might even be able to save her life.
Good, because if you don't tell, I will, because cyberbullying is abuse.
Thanks. I'm going to tell now.
The women we love, the women who love us, they are dying. Heart disease is our number one killer, taking more lives than all forms of cancer combined. But we have the power to save those lives, our lives, because the greatest force for women is women. It's time to stand together, to fight harder, to shout louder. It's time to go red for women.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network
and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
We've got the power.
You're cooking with Dave, from our kitchen to your table.
You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. I'm Kathy on the Cooking with Chef Dave show.
Okay, here, Dan.
And now, here's Dave's recipe of the week.
Well, Dan, take this away from us. This is another recipe.
Wait, we got to finish up. We got to eat, man.
Well, we already said that. We're already eating.
No,
over here.
We didn't. I didn't get anything.
Well, you were doing something else. Ed,
did you get food over there?
Well,
Ed didn't get any food either.
Give it a little bit more potatoes.
So where's the ricotta pudding at?
It's
anyway.
Right here. Dan already has some dishes right here. He already topped them. He already topped them with the light slices of orange, and he put some of the salt wine on top of them. And he He dusts each bowl with some powdered sugar. Put some powdered sugar. He dusts each bowl with powdered sugar on top of them. He decorated with a pair of oranges. And there it is. This ricotta pudding looks very, very good.
It looks these delicious. Potatoes. Okay, and the potatoes and these the chicken. Potatoes. All right, let's fix up a plate and we can while Dave's telling about the recipe of the week. Hey, Ed, here's your plate. Don't forget Ed. You always forget Ed.
Nice mix of chicken. I like that. I tell you what. Now, on this meal here. On this chicken, it's best to use dark meat. I like to use legs and thighs. That's more flavorful, and especially when you're
dark meat.
Yeah, when you rub the skin and under the chicken with this mixture of turmeric and garlic and the other spices here, especially with your garlic, and when you rub that paste on here, and you let that chicken sit, that paste just goes into them. When you cook the chicken, a lot of times on the outside, they cook it first with foil. And I've seen this over in Spain when they have like three separate temperature ranges on the grill here. They start on the sear real quick. They start on the hot side real quick, the sear. Then they move the chicken to the very far right side, and they cover the chicken on top of the grill with foil. What happens to that, it's cooking on a very low heat, but the foil, it keeps the moisture and keeps all those spices within that chicken. And as your chicken skin starts spicing up.
So much about chicken. Well, holy moly, who cares?
Especially when that chicken fat starts running down. Especially when that fat of the chicken starts running down all the flavors of the grease of the chicken, of the fat itself, renders down within the spice mix, then into your meat itself. Then when you eat this, not every bite you have a flavor of all the spices well mixed together. So you have every bite you eat, you have a flavor. Then at the very end, they toss on a very high side of this grill. And it's real quick. It's about maybe a minute and a half each side just to crisp up real quick. That skin crisps up nice and fine. Oh, I tell you, it's like eating. To me, I thought it was eating fried chicken. That's how crispy it was.
How crispy. Oh, yeah.
But once I bit into this, Dan, I tell you what, that was.
Wow.
Oh, that was something. That flavor. Well, right here, then, Dan, for recipe of the week we got going here, we have something. Again, you're going to do this because I know this is something from your culture.
It is?
Fresh tuna and tomatoes.
What culture are you from? Ecuadorian culture? Yeah. Is that what you're talking about?
Off the coast there. They have a lot of fresh fish. Is off the coast there, especially down. You got a lot of yellow fin grouper, a lot of red fin grouper. You have a lot of tuna down there, and within those fish, they just run wild.
I like tuna. So, what's the recipe of the week?
Tuna. Well, there's fresh tuna and tomato
stew.
Take
this out of my way, there. Yeah,
and the way it's done.
He's trying to point a knife at me. Sorry, I had to get it out of my way.
Oops.
Okay. Hey, you're throwing all my stuff all over too.
What you're going to do is you want to get 12 baby onions.
Wait a minute. What are we cooking? Because I've been talking
tonight. Fresh tuna and tomato stew.
Okay, thank you.
All lips, no service here today.
Hey.
Well, I need a cab ride. Yeah?
You need 12 baby onions peeled, 2 pounds of Roma tomatoes. Roma tomatoes.
Do you have to use Roma tomatoes?
That's the flavor.
Yeah, that's the flavor you want. One and a half pounds of fresh tuna.
Fresh tuna. The canned tuna, right?
No, it won't work.
No.
4 tablespoons of olive oil.
So that means you actually have to cook this tuna.
Yes.
Oh, holy moly.
2 garlic cloves crushed.
Crushed.
Then you need 3 tablespoons of fresh herbs. It would be sage, rosemary, and oregano.
Sage.
Together.
Two
bay leaves. 1/2 teaspoon of sugar, 2 tablespoons of sun-dried tomato paste, 2/3 cup of dry white wine, salt and pepper to taste. And for this one, to garnish it, all you're going to do is use some baby zucchini.
To garnish? What does that mean?
To decorate it.
Make it pretty?
Make it pretty.
Yeah.
You want to decorate it
You have to dress it up?
Yeah.
Because it's taking it out on a date?
Yes. Yeah.
So
baby zucchini and fresh rosemary. It'll work beautifully with these.
It sounds like it would be pretty interesting.
It's a very, very not a long time to cook, which is nice because, as you know, tuna fish will cook very quick.
Yes. Wow.
So, Dan, how's things going in your new job there?
I love it.
You got a new job in a grocery store.
I can't tell you what
grocery store it is, but hey.
I love it. Job is great. Company's great. I mean,
are you cooking?
I do some cooking. I'm more the number management guy than anything else right now.
He's the
numbers
man.
Is important.
He's the man.
I'm coming out with new recipes for it, so we can have a fresh and nicer looking for the summer, the spring and summer. Now the warmer weather is coming.
I like salads and stuff for summers, and I found a neat place, and I don't know. It's called Market 65. I'm giving it some ad time here. It's in Columbus, Ohio, and all they serve are salads. They have like. My favorite is the harvest because it's spinach and cranberries and pecans and goat cheese and bacon. Bacon. I get the...
Kathy, what? Stop. I asked for a salad recipe. I asked you for a salad recipe the other day. Hey, you got a salad recipe? I know you go to this place, eat salad.
I forgot. I know.
Dan. I asked for a different salad recipe.
What is that?
Now she's telling us about this.
I didn't want to give away somebody else's salad recipe. I thought maybe you had rights on salad recipes or something.
Well, you don't need to name it.
You know? It might be their secret special recipe or something, trademark. You know?
But hey, you can always say, I had a delicious salad. Yeah. And what was in the salad, you're not giving those trade secrets.
Hey, and you just gave them a free advertisement.
Hey, and you know what else? What else I'm growing a taste for? What? And he'll be real, is avocado.
Yeah, I never liked
avocados.
I'll tell you, I'll let you into a secret. In Latin America, in some areas, put sugar on the
avocados. Yes,
sugar.
Yeah.
That defeats the whole purpose of the nutrition of the avocado. Okay?
I know, but it adds flavor to it.
Sugar.
Well, that sounds
different.
It is so good with it.
Now we talk about avocados. I like the black Hans avocados better than Hans? Big old Hans. I call them Hans.
Yeah,
a lot of the Mexican that when we were down there in Texas. They like in Alabama. They like to use those big green ones.
The big ones, yeah.
But to me, there was just no flavor to it. There's a lot of meat.
Well, the problem is that those avocados have to be let and ripen properly.
Right.
They have to be ripe and real nice. The bigger the avocado, the more buttery they are. They have so much buttery flavor. Oh God!
But there's just I like the black ones. She's getting to like them more and more. I like taking just fresh avocados and tomato and mozzarella cheese, a little olive oil, and to me, that's a great little salad.
That's a great little. Oh yeah.
And a
healthy one, by the way.
Oh yeah, more and more that I eat avocados. My dad always ate them, and Kathy in the beginning she didn't like the. And she didn't like it. And they do a good guacamole dip. A lot of people would die. I just take a basic avocado, a little onion, a little shallot, a little lemon juice, a little lime juice, some fresh cilantro, mix it up, add to tomatoes.
To be in something. I can't just eat like a plain avocado. You know, like I like it in salads.
Yeah.
And like I kind of like guacamole a little bit. But I like the guacamole Dave makes, but some restaurants, I don't like that guacamole.
Well, because it's not really guacamole. All there is just mush, avocado without any flavor.
Yeah,
they don't add anything to it.
I see now they got them in tubes for restaurant industry.
Out of a tube?
Yeah, 5-pound tubes.
It comes in a plastic thing pre-made. Yeah. They call it guacamole, but it's just puree.
Step up, get your tube of avocado.
Well, yeah, it's for the restaurant use, and this is where a lot of the foodborne illness is. It's not
come from the tube.
Well, it's not what you eat. Now, then, people are all today. It's a bad rap on the fast food environments. But again, a lot of your fast food environments, you know, you have all these clam shells and stuff, and a lot of this food's not good for you.
Yeah,
it's full of sugar. It's full of salt. It's something that
all that pre-processed stuff.
And the funny thing about it
is, you have to understand in order to process something, to make and what's the purpose?
Some kind of
what's the purpose of processing the food is to extend the shelf life.
Right.
In order to do that, they need to take all the good stuff out and add sugar, fat, calories, and carbohydrates. That's what they add in order to make the shelf life stay extended.
Yeah.
Which I don't know what the sense of that. I mean, when all we do is just extending the shelf life of the product.
Yeah.
We're not doing any benefit to anything else.
Yeah.
But again, as American society got lazier, the fast food segment
we're
got
not lazy, are
well,
we?
Well, yeah.
Come on.
The fast food
the people who want everything in 2 seconds.
Well, and the fast food segment
got
very, very strong and keen. You know, it's, you know, you got your Taco Bells, your Wendy's, your Burger King's, your McDonald's, and all of them, they're great. But you know what? It's not my taste, but again, It's easy to pull up to a drive-thru and get a family meal like Dan said a couple
weeks
ago.
They're trying to get healthier, though.
Well, what, you mean, have to understand one thing. With the introduction of the two-parent working.
That's.
I mean, when.
Yeah, it's hard.
We don't live in those times when men expected the woman to go home from work for working 8 hours on 12-hour shift and get home to cook anymore.
Yeah,
you can't. I mean, you can't expect that anymore. So we are going to start visiting.
Yeah, they did it in the old times, man.
In the old times.
Well, no, in the old times, the women didn't
women
work.
Women didn't work. That was the difference.
Yeah,
well,
so.
Again, it's society now has taken over. When you had your 60s going on, and then all your, excuse the women, they owe you woman rights, and now there's more women in the workforce today. Actually, there's a lot from neck to neck, from a lot of your CEOs and top management are held by women. I have no problem with that whatsoever. What I have problems with is that when kids are forced to eat fast food, and here's these kids, 9, 10, 11 years old, with all these health problems, and obesity is running wild. I mean, that is something that we need to control that. And
yeah, but they say now that it's coming down a little bit. Well, I just heard on the news that it's coming down a little bit.
They say, but the problem is this. What have we done as a society in general?
Right.
We build new homes, right? Beautiful new homes. But we eliminated the sidewalk. So basically our 10-year-old kids can go out and ride their bicycles on the sidewalk because we eliminated that.
Yep.
Right.
Kids don't go out and ride bicycles anymore.
We eliminated everything. Any kind of home adventure or moralistic thing.
So there's no parks out there for kids to go out and
play.
We want to bring
ride
people.
We used to ride our bikes in Long Island. We used to ride our bikes over. We lived on the Great South Bay. We used to ride our bikes over the causeway. They had a separate bike thing over the causeway and go to the beach. We went to the beach all the time, Fire Island. Yeah. We just hung out in Fire Island all the time. But that's something that's hoping the families will get together.
Yeah, we want to get back to family life and to what, you know, is important to us.
Yes.
And people,
you know,
are
the
so
only
afraid.
Way that we can do this is if we, you know, pay attention to what we were grounded in. And that's open our eyes, Lord. We want to see Jesus, to reach out and touch him and say that we love him. Open our ears, Lord, and help us to listen. Open our eyes, Lord. We want to see Jesus. Oh God, you summon the day to dawn. You teach the morning to waken the earth. Great is your name. Great is your love. For you the valley shall sing for joy. The trees of the field shall clap their hands. For you the monarchs of the earth shall bow to the poor, and persecuted shall shout for joy. Your love and mercy shall last forever. Fresh as the morning, sure as the sunrise. The proof of God's amazing love is this: while we were sinners, Christ died for us. Because we have faith in him, we dare to approach God with confidence, and let us admit our sins before God and one another. We are called to be the witness of Christ in the world, the disciples who follow in the steps of the one who lived within, and for the marginalized, those kept to the outside of society. We are called to welcome the stranger in our midst, but our hospitality is hindered by our anxieties. Our open arms are closed by our fears. Stir within us the flame of solidarity so that we will commit ourselves to greater action, that by our thoughts, our words, and our dreams, the stranger in our midst will find their home. May God bless us in the Spirit's care and lead our lives with love, and may Christ's warm welcome shine from our hearts and Christ's own peace prevail through this and every day till greater life shall call. Jesus says to his disciples, "Peace I leave with you, my own peace I give to you. The peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. And blessed Lord, who caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant us so to hear them and inwardly digest them, that we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which you have given us in our Savior, Jesus Christ."
A healthy mind is a healthy body. TalkTanRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio the way it should be heard. Thanks for listening to Cooking with Dave. From our kitchen to your table on the world's greatest radio.
Thank you for listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com on WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network.
And TalkTainmentRadio.com.
We've got the power.
Radio, the way it should be heard.